Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To our pious listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and the program is Bookshelf, nourishing our wisdom and understanding with books. It purifies the body as one of the two means to good health and the test of our sincerity. I am, of course, talking about the holy act of fasting, refraining from anything edible or drinkable from sunrise to sunset, and controlling our behavior, refraining from sin as well. Fasting isn't easy, but the most important feature about fasting is how observant we become of God's law. We become vigilant of the details of our action, lest it makes our fasting void. This sense of utter obedience reminds me of the days of Hajj when one is in ihram. When you're in ihram, a set of detailed rules are applied to you, things such as looking at the mirror or even the way you scratch yourself. It may seem odd to the outsider, but this obedience is a practice for the rest of our year, that we may, inshallah, remain obedient to God. The greatest serenity is achieved by the sense of obeying God and sincerely glorifying Him. Today, we introduce a short book on the rules and laws of fasting, in addition to the significance of fasting itself. Stay tuned.
We welcome you, month we all adore. We pray for happiness and more. To all the people, open up your door. Peace, love and joy. Let them soar, let them soar.
You're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf. According to Mizan al-Hikmah, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, if faith was a mere statement, then fasting, prayers, the lawful and the unlawful things would not have been prescribed for it. That shows the importance of actions such as fasting. Today we're going to introduce the book Fast by the late Ayatollah Sayyid Abul Qasim Al-Khoi. The book has been published by Tablighat-e-Imani, and it's a short but comprehensive text by Ayatollah Khoi concerning all the aspects of fasting, physical, spiritual, and ethical, and in the end it concludes with a list of the most important rulings about the fast. Ayatollah Khoi was one of the greatest contemporary religious leaders, who died in 1992 in Najaf, Iraq. Succeeded by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Sistani, Ayatollah Khoi also suffered from the vileness of Saddam Hussein. He was arrested and forced to make appearances with Saddam Hussein, after which he was sent back to Najaf and put under house arrest until the end of his life. I have the book in front of me right now. It's only 23 pages, which makes it a short book and yet a comprehensive one. The contents are the fruits of fasting for the servants of Allah, the significance of Ramadan, Eid al-Fitr, a unique festival time of joy for Muslims, the ideal of Islamic charity. Eid al-Fitr serves three purposes: important rule of Sharia concerning fast and prayer of Eidain. Alright, let's take a short break and we'll be back to read an excerpt.
7 barometric pressure.
We come to you and O God, knowing that thou art our only king.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, you're back listening to Bookshelf broadcasting from IRIB English Radio from Iran. We were talking about the book Fast by the late Ayatollah Khoi, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. I'm going to read chapter 2, Significance of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is the holiest one in the Islamic calendar and begins with its social, moral, and spiritual blessings. The following sentences of an invocation point to some of these blessings. O Allah, this is the month of Ramadan, and it is the month of fasting, month of prayers, month of returning to Thee, and month of repentance. It is the month of forgiveness and mercy, the month in which is the night of Qadr, which is better than 1,000 months. O Allah, bless Muhammad and his progeny, and keep me free for Thy worship and for reciting Thy book. It appears from the above sentences that some amongst the blessings of this month are in the Qur'an, the night of Qadr, the repentance from sins, and mutual understanding and forgiveness. According to Islamic belief, every action, whether good or bad, carries more weight in this month. Thus, charity is a virtue at all times, but is more virtuous in this month. And injustice is an evil at all times, but is more evil in these days. Reciting Qur'an is a commendable deed the whole time, but it assumes a far greater significance in this month. The Holy Prophet has said, everything has its own spring season, and the spring of the Qur'an is the month of Ramadan. It was in this month that the Qur'an was revealed to the Prophet. According to his words, the Qur'an is the deliverer from wilderness, eyesight for the blind, pardon for the sinner, light in blackness, safety from disaster, rescue for the castaway, clarity in the chaos, and the means to reach safely from this world to the life hereafter. And herein is the perfection of your religion, and the path away from the Qur'an goes to hell only. One of the miracles of the Qur'an is its everlasting freshness, even after such a passage of time, except the Qur'an, because its treasure would never exhaust and its wonders would never cease. Mr. James Michener refers to this aspect of the book in Islam, the Misunderstood Religion, in these words, "The Qur'an is probably the most often read book in the world, surely the most often memorized, and possibly the most influential in the daily life of the people who believe in it. It is neither poetry nor ordinary prose, yet it possesses the ability to arouse its hearers to ecstasies of faith."
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Laura Vessier-Vagleri writes in Apologie d'Islamisme, a translation of which runs as follows, "But there is another proof of the divinity of the Qur'an. It is the fact that it has been preserved intact through the ages since the time of its revelation till the present day. Read and reread by the Muslim world, this book does not rouse in the faithful any wariness. It rather, through repetition, is more loved every day. It gives rise to a profound feeling of awe and respect in the one who reads it or listens to it. But we must remember that reciting is just a step towards the ultimate goal, understanding and following. Allah says, do they not earnestly seek to understand the Qur'an, or are their hearts locked out by them? The Qur'an, chapter 47, verse 24. Reading the Qur'an with proper understanding bears the fruits of spiritual and moral upliftment and material and intellectual advancement. It is better to read a few verses with meditation rather than finishing the whole book in a day like a parrot without knowing what is said. The Qur'an is the purest and highest of Arabic literature, but those who depend upon the translations for Qur'anic knowledge often fail to appreciate its lofty standard. First of all, there is a difficulty in translating the book into any other language, because in the words of Arbery, it is a foreign idiom, for the Qur'an is God's revelation in Arabic, and the emotive and evocative qualities of the original disappear almost totally in the skillfulest translation. So Ayatollah Khoi starts going into detail about the Qur'an. I think this is a book which is very informative, and since it's short, it's a really good book to start our Ramadan with. If you missed our program, we introduced the book Fast by Ayatollah Sayyid Abul Qasim Al-Khoi, published by Tablighat-e-Imani, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. If you missed our program, you can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week, a lot of reading and a lot of worship. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يعود.